Now, the time is 6:03, and this is, participants are by video. Planning manager is at City Hall, and Clint from Quarry is also at City Hall. Are there any other members there?
No, just here at City Hall will be myself and Clint.
Okay, regular, will you call the roll?
Yes. Elderwoman Kristen Wilhelm?
Present.
Okay. Member Fred Knubel?
Here.
Alderman Mike Barber?
Here.
Member Dallas Short?
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. And the first item is approval of the minutes. I did have one correction, and that was to add in the first line that the meeting was called to order by Alderwoman Wilhelm at 6:05 due to the presence at another scheduled meeting.
Okay.
Move to approve as amended.
Second.
All's in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hearing no opposed, motion carries. The next item is the citizen comment period. Are there any citizens that would like to comment?
No, it's only myself and Clint.
No citizens, closed citizen comment period, go on to, well, there's no hearings. Next item is five, business, the selection of non-voting members. So did everyone get the procedure for nominations by email?
Yes.
Okay. It's a yes for me. So we have, five, and I thought, I just wrote them down in the order that they came in. And I thought we would take, we could do, since there's no nominations from the floor, we can take the nomination from the committee member, and then we will vote on each one, because I don't have an objective to any of them on here, so we might end up with more than three votes, and we might have to do a tie and start over. So we have Penny Dusnoski from District 5, Bill Frank from District 3, Dinah Swanson from District 5, Doug Schmidt from District 5, and Chase Allen Hoppy from District 5. Is any member missing any of those applications? Okay. Just so the committee members are aware, there are currently two members from 5 and two members from 3. So, and we have four members for application for District 5 and only one from 3. So at this time, I will take nominations. Does anyone like to make a nomination?
I'll start, Dallas. I'd like to nominate Chase Allen Hoppy.
Okay. Are there any other nominations?
Alderman Barber would like to nominate Bill Frank.
Okay. Anyone else?
Committee member Fred Knubel would like to nominate Ms. Swanson.
Okay. And then I guess I'll nominate, well, that's fine. I think three of them is good. I don't think we need to confuse it any more than that. So, I guess the next thing is for regular to call out the names for the votes for each one of those.
Okay. So I will start with Chase Allen Hoppy. Elderwoman Kristen Wilhelm?
Aye.
Okay. Member Fred Knubel?
No.
Okay. Alderman Mike Barber?
No.
Okay. Member Dallas Shark?
Aye.
Okay. Okay. Two noes, for Chase Allen Hopi.
One quick question, Dallas here. Two of the three were like my top two choices. Are we able to vote differently according to the different people?
We'll be voting on each one.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
I think regularly you should change it up a little bit so I'm not starting the vote on each one. That's, you know, kind of what the clerk does. So that's.
Okay. No problem. So the next nominee is Bill Frank. So I will start with member Fred Canupel.
No.
Okay. Alderman Mike Barber.
Aye.
Okay. Member Dallas Shark.
No.
Okay. Elderwoman Kristen Wilhelm.
Aye.
Okay, so two ayes, two noes for Bill Frank. Okay, so the next nominee it's Dinah Swanson. And it will start with Alderman Mike Barber.
Aye.
Okay. Member Dallas Shirk.
Aye.
Okay. Elderwoman Kristen Wilhelm.
Aye.
And member Fred Canupel.
Aye.
Okay. So for Dinah Swanson is four ayes, no noes.
Okay. Well, it looks like Dinah has it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is everyone okay with that? We're ready to move on?
Ready to move on, except how will she be notified? I just was wondering what that would look like. Will someone call her and let her know, or?
Yes, I will do. But we need the confirmation of the Common Council.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, will someone let her know that she's in being moved on?
Yes, I will do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I could do it, but if you wanted to do it, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next item is the quarterly presentation by Stantec Consulting Services, and they are with us this evening online. Kristen?
Thank you, Kristen. So everybody, I think Regolo had it in the packet, the two quarterly reports. I'll start with the first one for second quarter. During the second quarter, which covered April through June, there were four observation events, one each month, was unannounced, where we drove around the outside of the quarry, and I had one announced inspection in April where we went inside the quarry. Typically just seeing a very small amount of dust on Rawson Avenue from trucks that were departing, but was usually seeing the street sweeper out there, so really weren't seeing much problems associated with any of the dusts leaving the quarry or being tracked out by trucks. For the seismic monitoring, between April 1st and June 30th, there was a total of 35 blasts during that period. About 86% of those, or 30 of the blasts, were confirmed by our monitors versus the ones that the quarry has out there. Usually a little difference in the positioning or the sensitivity of the unit, so that's completely normal. All of the blasts met the PDD requirements for maximum permissible vibration, which is 0.30 inches per second. And none of the blasts in the second quarter exceeded the PDD limit of 123 decibels. Probably the part that you're the most concerned about is the blast complaint evaluations, which starts on page 2 of our letter and gets highlighted on the drawing, that figure that was attached. Much like we did during the first quarter, if we look at the drawing, we did color code all the blasts. So a blast event in the quarry that has a green dot is associated with a blast that had no complaints. And then the different colored dots and the numbers are for blasts that were associated with complaints. And then the colors of the triangles on figure one correspond with that last number. Just so you can kind of get that visual representation on there. During first quarter, we had a total of 38 complaints. Seven were regarding noise. One was for operating outside regular business hours. And 37 complaints were regarding blast events. 37 of the complaints corresponded to the blast events. The one was for outside of business hours, so that wasn't a blast event. We had, one of the things I break down in the table here is how often each of the, how many complaints were result came from each of the blasts. There were 16 houses that households that complained one time during the first quarter. There were two that complained twice, one that complained three times, three houses that had four blast complaints, and one household that complained five times. There was one complaint in the second quarter that requested confidentiality, so we weren't able to determine if that was a household that had complained one or more times. Our normal patterns, most of our complaints were from the south of Drexel Avenue area. We did have 31 complaints south of Drexel and seven that were east of 51st Street. Most of them were kind of close to the northeast intersection of 51st and Drexel.
Oh, excuse me, Kristen. Yes. If you wish, you can share your screen to show the report and the maps.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, that might, yeah. Mm-hmm. Give me a second. I'll get that pulled up. Just one moment. I think the blast map is probably the most. Rather than going through the text, let's see. I'm not using Zoom all the time. I'm used to using Teams and how I have to do stuff in there.
Yeah, in the bottom controls, so you have in the middle, the share screen.
And it disappeared. That window has disappeared on me now. Try and find it. It literally disappeared.
Kristen, I'll bring up mine.
Okay.
Look at it. That way you can. I'm not sure. I just hit share screen, so I'm not sure. You gotta let me know when anybody sees it.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any of the.
I'm using two screens right now, so.
Yeah, so am I, and I'm lost the screen where it's working and everything else. I'm not seeing the share screen.
I just selected my screen, so hang on.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Good to have a backup.
Yes.
All right, hang on. I gotta
get the right window.
Pull it up. So that's. So can you see that map?
Yes.
Okay. I'll zoom it a little bit. So, Kristen, you can look at that, and then you can also look at your text.
Yep. So you can see the green dots. Most of the blasts during the second quarter happened in the northern part of the quarry, and only some of them resulted in complaints. It appears that there were no blasts in the southern part of the quarry that didn't register any complaints. So can you kind of see the color smattering then, too, between most of the complaints are going to be south of Drexel, so you're seeing a lot of, like, the red ones. I think the red one is for the big blast that the one we had the most complaints for, which was in mid-April, April 20th. That one had 8 complaints. And there was a complaint on April 9th, there was one with 13 complaints. So overall, 79% of the complaints were associated with just 3 blasts in the first quarter. That would be blast number 14 on April 9th, which is the red dots, the red triangles. On April 20th, which is blast 24, which are the yellow ones, and on May 1st, which I think were the orange. Probably the biggest thing we wanted to point out on this is that during the second quarter, all of Wisconsin was under the Safer at Home order, which was formally in place from March 25th to May 13th. Residents were likely at home more during the day than was historically typical. All the blast events with more than 2 complaints occurred during this period, and the 3 events that had the highest number of complaints also occurred during this period. So the blast complaints in second quarter were fairly typical with what we have been seeing in the past, the vast majority of the complaints being associated with blasts in the southern portion of the quarry, and the majority of the complaints coming from residences south of Drexel Avenue. Once again, just to highlight, all of the blast events during the second quarter were within all of the prescribed limits from the PDD and the state regulations.
Kristen?
Yes.
I'll go on a little while.
Yep.
What's going on that, let's see, it would be east of 51st Street, right about where the C is?
Yep.
And there's a series of triangles of different colors, right?
Right. That would have been complaints all from the same residents. We tried to, if there were multiple complaints from a single residence, we put them as close to that residence as we could while still leaving enough space where you could see what each individual symbol was so you can correspond it back to the blast event. If you see the colors on that one where the C is, which C is one of our monitors, they correspond to blasts that occurred in the northern portion of the site.
Okay.
Were there any other questions from the first quarter report?
No questions for me.
You got the other one, Chris.
Okay. I've got the two. And then we've got the.
I got them all up.
Okay. Yep. I've got the other ones loaded up. The other ones I had printouts that I was working off of and some highlights on it. So for the third quarter, which covers July, August, and September of this year, we had a total of 5 observation events. Once again, once a month, we had the unannounced inspection, and then we had 2 announced inspections in July and August, where I was inside the quarry with Clint. We actually, this year, instead of me hopping in a truck with him, each of us was in a separate vehicle, and we drove around to meet all the COVID precautions that we needed to follow. The previous events, occasionally seeing a small amount of dust on Rawson Avenue from trucks that were departing, and it was primarily ones going to the east. Westbound trucks, I wasn't seeing much dust at all. But the dominant traffic pattern is going to the east outside once they depart the quarry. One thing of note, during the July 15th announced inspection, the quarry had to temporarily use the other entry and exit point to the pit because they were doing some tree removal to remove some safety hazards, and that process took a few days. There was definitely more dust than I'd typically seen out there, but it was for a short duration to eliminate the safety hazard on site. And I had a unannounced inspection a week later. Normal traffic patterns were back and very little dust on the road. So it seems like Corey's doing a good job with the dust control and making sure the street sweepers are being used in Rawson Avenue. For seismic monitoring during the third quarter, between July 1st and September 30th, there were a total of 22 blast events. All of the blast events were confirmed by our monitors in addition to the ones from the quarry. Once again, all of the blasts were within the PDD limits of 0.30 inches per second, and they're all under the 123 decibel limit as well. And for the blast complaints, for the 22 blast events, there were a total of 24 complaints. 19 of them were regarding noise, 23 were regarding vibration. Residents can select one or more complaint topics when they are submitting their complaint. All 25, there are 25 complaints that corresponded to blast events, and that is a little different than the total number of complaints because there were two separate complaints from the same address for the same blast event, which was a little different than we had seen in the past. 21 of the complainants identified their location, so we had three that were confidential this time. Seven households complained one time each, four complained twice each, two complained three times, and we had three that did not provide an address. During the third quarter, all complaints were south of Drexel Avenue. And if you look at the blast map, all but one of the blasts in the southern portion of the quarry had a complaint, and there were no complaints associated with blasts in the northern portion of the quarry this time. For the complaints from the actual blast events, two of the events had one complaint each, one had three complaints, and then there was one blast event that had seven complaints, and then one that had 12 complaints, and that was one that we did a significant blast event report for as well. So once again, that you're seeing the clusters of where the blasts in the quarry were that resulted in complaints are once again clustered in the southern portion of the boundary, and we're getting a similar spread of complaint locations south of Drexel Avenue. But we had a smaller percentage of blast events that resulted in complaints this month during this monitoring period.
So, Kristen, if I'm looking at this right, the blasts that are the blue, purple, orange, red, that are down on the south side closest to Drexel Avenue, those are the ones that are created the most complaints on the south of Drexel Avenue neighbors?
Okay. Yes, that is correct.
And then the one green one, that was no complaint.
No complaints.
Yeah, I see that.
And you can see there's that red dot up there. It looked like that was one that had one complaint.
So the blue one, that created the most complaints?
Yes, that was the September 15th one.
Okay. And then the, so it's, obviously, as they're getting closer to the homes, you're getting more complaints. So when they're up further, less complaints.
And for the ones that we've done the significant blast evaluations for, it's typically been on a shallower bench as well. I think Clint can confirm that currently my understanding is that in the northern side of the site, they're blasting in lower benches, and on the south side, they're typically blasting in shallower benches at this time. Is that correct, Clint?
Not quite sure how he can talk.
He's with Regulo.
I know.
Hello?
Yep. Oh, go ahead.
I think he's trying to get him the microphone.
Yeah.
Yep, for the most part, that is correct, Kristen. So
General big picture.
Yeah, right now all the blasting that we have done the last year or two on that south end has been on the top bench.